Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, where we were discussing Dimyon and Seichel, Sefer Mishlei, Paragalef Pasuk Dalid. And again, this is based on the Torah of Moreinu Hagaon Rav Moshe Zatzal. The Gemara in Soita, Daf Chof Aleph Amud Beis, Omer Ben Azai, Chayav Adam Lamed is Bitar Torah. The person has to teach his Torah. Eliezer Aymer, Kol Malamed is Bitar Torah, Malamed Tiflus. The teacher taught her Torah, it's like he taught her tiflis, which is nonsense, silliness, something empty. Tiflis akadatech alakim ki'ilu malam de tiflis. If you teach a Torah, you're not teaching her tiflis, chas v'shalom, but it's like you're teaching her tiflis. Amir abo ma'itam rabbala zechsiv ani chach meshachanti yor makev shnechasa chachum abadim nechasayim or amumis. Rashi chach me'torah, kilo shmitocho mevina, amumis vesed v'ram betzneah. If you learn Torah, it teaches you to be sneaky. So she's going to do things in a sneaky way. Maral, talking to Felicia Agodis, came to Nichas Bochoch, Manichas Bochoma, Zemipneki, Knios, the Sechel, Goyrem, Shiikne, Adam, Koyach, Sechel, Hayuliani, Shihu Oma, the Shama Shachanti Oma, Ki Mishkan, Sechel, Ayuni, Adam, while the Sechel, Agufni, Shum of Oma, Shu Oma. When Chachma goes into a person, Orma, cleverness, trickiness goes into him, conniving. And that's because the acquiring of Seichel causes that a person should acquire this Seichel Hulani, this raw intellect, which is conniving. And that's what it means. Shachanti Orma, I dwelled with conniving, with cunningness, cunning, because the Mishkan of the Seichel Hayuni Ima Adam, the location, the dwelling of the Seichel Iyuni with the person, is through the Seichel Gufni. The Mishkan of Seichel Iyuni, the intellectual mind, is together with the Seichel HaGufni, is together with the bodily mind, which is Orma, which is conniving. What does that mean? That Seichel HaGufni Shu Orma? It's talking about the Koich HaDimyon. Koich HaDimyon enclothes things in every type of clothing that it can, in order to fool others. That's what we spoke about in the previous year. That's what Orma does. Lashon Eirom, naked. You can put on any type of clothing. You show any type of lavush. And that's what the that's what wisdom does. And that's dangerous. A person might misuse that, and therefore Chazal say, Rabbi Elazar says, don't teach Bita Torah, because then she's going to learn this. The Seichel is going to be Mislabesh and the Dimyon, and then she's going to learn how to enclose things in such a way as to fool others. The Hemshech Divrei Agamara, we have another parish in the Pasuk. Rabbanan Hayini Chachma Avdilei Mivaylei Lecha Rabbi Yosi Bebechnino Lomachim Tzinei Enti Rekon Iskani Shema Miratzmai Orum Aleim Shinem Ani Shachanti Chachma Shachanti Orum Rashi Shema Miratzmai Orum Alea Shepiresh Mikol Asokim Benasa Leoni Vachosav Kol Tanu Orum Arom Mikinyonov Nispashtus Vahaskol Vahashlocha Shal Kol Alevushim Kudelios Lekrita Shal Roy Lekrita Shal Teb. So what do the rabbis do with Ani Chachma Shachanti Orma? They learn that to Beitar Zom Olim Miskayim, somebody makes himself Orum for them. In other words, he separates from all types of business. And for Torah, he becomes Ani B'chaser Kol. Orum is Orum. He's naked from all of his kinyanim. He disrobes and casts away all the levushim in order to be fitting to absorb Torah. So we see that Chachma is a koach that brings to Orma. Makes a person arum. It has a koyach of machkima spesi, like we spoke about in the previous year. Because chachma, as we've spoken about a lot in the past, is miloshim koyach ma. What's koyach ma? The koyach of perceiving the mahus without the lavush. What it is, ma'az mahus, what is it, the essence. As it is, that's what Torah gives a person. To see things as they truly are, in the abstract and not in their how they're enclosed. And that's because Aliba de Emes, Tfisat HaDvarim Eina Al Yidei Chochma, Al Yidei Bina. Because really to understand is not through Chochma, it's through Bina. Because by Chochma there's a Koach of Tchilas Tfisas Amahus, the Koach of She'elas Ma. Well, what is this? And the answer is to get the Ma, to get the Mahus. We toface the Mahus. The beginning of that, beginning of true understanding is Chochma. And then you go weiter to Bina, you get to go deeper. To really perceive the essence, that you need Chochma. Mishnah Saito Chofa Meral Fwey Omer Chasid Shoteb Rasha Rum Visha Prusha Umakot Prushin Arele Mevale Olam. Hechidami Rasha Rum Ula Amar Zeh Shekara Vishana Vishalosh Amesh Lamedei Chamim Rasha Shekara Mikra Vishana Mishnah ראש המשת המחים ונראות ספרת הגמרא בתעמי המשנה מים. רשע הוא שאין תורתו על בוריה, ואין ללמוד ממנו שעל ידי התעמים שחילוק ועשו איסור והיתר וביניהם עמלות לזכות ולחייב. תאורות למת על עמק מרדיקה מדירתי, מה הייתה מאמר מערכי, מה מערכי, מה ביניי וגביניי, כך וכך אמרו שהשמע אז כל ראשינו משנה יסו וכסוף ורשבה כי בתעמי המנהוג המוקבת כתעמי לחכמים. So it says that a Russia Aram destroys the world. And the Gemara says, what's a Russia Aram? Ula says that a Rasha Aram is somebody who learns Mikra, he learns Mishnah, but he doesn't serve Talmid Chachamim. What does that mean? He doesn't learn Svaras, to understand the logic behind things. And he's a Rasha. Why is he a Rasha? Because his Torah is not clear. You can't learn from him. Because when you learn the reasons, then you learn the differences between what's Mutter and what's Asur, who's Zakai, who's Chayav, who owes the money, who gets the money. What's tummy? What's tar? What's then? It says numerous places in the Gemara. One rabbi says this way, one rabbi says that way. What's the difference between them? I be nayu. The arum was shashameh kolay shonim mishnah Yosef. So why is he an arum? Because if somebody hears him learning mishnah, he thinks psh, he really gets it, but he doesn't know that he's just he's a computer. He just spits out information, but he doesn't really understand what he's saying. Try to engage a computer in conversation, intelligent conversation. So people are mechabed him, and that's the arum, that's the sneakiness. People are mechabed him because they think he's a talmid chacham, but he doesn't really get it. He doesn't really understand. So we see in Rashi that rishus is that his Torah is mezuyefes, it's counterfeit. Rishus is being mamid divrei Torah, but tzura lo nechona siluv shel Torah. And the arma is that there's a hislapshus she'ena amitis shel harosha b'levush shel Torah. There's this enclosing that's not emes of this evil person in the levush of Torah. Hislapshus she'ena amitis. He's enclosing himself in Torah, but it's not real. It says v'chol harisha kula ki ashan techle, like we say in Yom Nero. All of evil will dissipate like smoke. The whole mitzius of Ra in the world comes from these gavras of Koyach HaDimi. And therefore, Lassit Lavo, when the truth is revealed, we'll see that Ra had no mitzius. It was all Dimian. V'chol HaRisha Kula Ka'oshan. It's mamish going to be like smoke that dissipates into nothing. That's Dimian. Hatsuras Adam HaNemucha Hi B'Dimian. Hatsuras Adam HaGvoa HaMitis Hi B'Sechel. Malchei HaDat. שינה זה מצב שהמוחים לא נמצאים באדם, רק לדמיון יש מקום. בזמן השינה חצב הקדוש ברוך הוא מאדם, צורת אדם מיוחדת, אישה. ובכל מה שנוגע לענייני הדעת, עומדים בצורת האדם הזכר והנקבה ביחס של דעת ודמיון. ולכן אצל האישה, כוח הדמיון מפותח יותר. צריך יותר לשלטון השכל. ומה שכתוב בבב מציא, דף נוטט, שכל הולך בהצעת אשתו נופל בגיהנום, כי זה שלטון של הדמיון. עד עצם יום הזה, כשאדם לא נמצא במערכי הדעת, אלא בשינה, בשעה שדמיון שולט, ויש אפשרות שיחצוב מעצמו צורת אדם מציאותית. זה עניין של טומאת קרי. תוכן העניין הוא שבאותו מקום שהצורת אדם של כל אחד עומדת, שם מתגלה הצורת אדם המציאותית שנקצבת ממנו. פירוש, שאם אפשר על ידי מצב של דמיון, של שינה, יוצא מאדם צורת אדם, הרי שזהו מצבו של האדם, מצב של דמיון. There's Seichel And then there's Dimyan. When a person is sleeping, he's in the world of Dimyan. When man slept, when Adam slept, he got the Isha. And therefore, women have more of a developed imagination than men do. And they need more of the Shilton of Seichel. And the Seichel should have more control. When a person's sleeping, in the world of Dimyon, a person can be, a Tsuvas Adam can be created. And that's Tumas Keri. So since he's in the world of Dimyon, he's also being Motzi Lepoal, sort of a Dimyon of a person, with his Tumas Keri. כאבן של עמזה יש מקום לדמיון, לכן אי אפשר לנצר מתאומת קרי עד התיקון הסופי. Only Yaakov Avinu didn't see קרי מיימב. He was מתקן נחיד עבד המרישן, which was the ishtaltus of Dimyon. The whole tikkun and kilkul of the world revolve around this nekuda. The tikkun is the hafka of the Dimyon and giving rulership to the seichel. And the kilkul is the shlita al Dimyon, Yaakov's mitzvah emes, that's mufka mikol Dimyon, and therefore Tumas Keri isn't shaykh. Person when he has Tumas Keri, the Keri is created by also by his dimyan of something that happened. Anybody who's Kochos HaChayim are Mushkayim Bid Olam HaDimyan, so his Kochos HaOlada are creating this new Tsuras Adam that come in the Matzav of Dimyan. Pasuk continues. We're learning Perek Aleph Pasuk Dalet. Lases Lepsayim Olma, which we've been discussing so much. Lenar, for a nar, Das and Mizima. Gro, Lenar, the Oiso Shu Reik Michochma, Venu de Akum, Itin Loi Das and Mizima, Pnimius Vichitsanius. A nar is empty of Chochma, doesn't know anything. Torah gives him Das and Mizima, Pnimis and Chitzonius. The Heorah, one of the Talmidei Agro, Nero Laniyus Daiti, Shizima Metargem, Ametargem, Atzes Chatin, Lame Sheyitin, Lanar, Shemi Di Aklar, Viev Shalol Asas Mitzis, Lo Lisham Yaver, Svay Dei Zeh, Yelo Das, Shei Yodea Mitzis, Kam Lisiya, Atzis, Lisham Atzatz, Mizima, Shei Atzes Chatoim. Zima is the Eitzah of sin. The Torah gives a Nar who doesn't know anything, and he can't do mitzvahs, and he can't guard himself from Averis. Through Torah, he's going to have Das, he'll know mitzvahs. He'll also know how to guard himself from Zima, from Atzis Chatin, from Averis. The Gros says it's Pnimius and Chitzonius. Pnimius is Das, it's Etzim Tfisa Dvorim Bimahusim. Chitzonius is Mizima's Eitzah. HaKorach HaMetargim LeMaisa, the Korach that's able to translate in a practical way what Das is Mechayev and allows for a copying from the world of Machshava to the world of Maisa Klos Yotzos Brachas Samach Aleph Amad Aleph Zo Koyach Bifnei Atzmai Klos Yotzos. That's an independent Koyach. We're talking about Das being Tofes things in their essence. And the Chitzonius is knowing how to translate that into action, to Eitzah. The Psoim, you have to give Orma, which is a Koach B'Chachma. But the Nar, who's empty of Chachma, Nar is Moshon Minoar, shaken away, empty. You have to give Das, and also Mizim, you have to give him Eitzah. The Yenim and Eitzah, and Hagel HaMaisa, Rabbis Machshavus B'Lavish, V'Atzah Seshem Hisokum. The Maisa Dvar Hashem U'Yakum, Lo V'Sabi Tamil O'Dar Tiki Eitzah, and Hagel HaMaisa, Mitzu Eitzah Ba'al, Yitzom Be'Eitzah Ba'al HaSfor. So a Dardik Yitzchah doesn't have Eitzah, because Eitzah comes from a person who has Nisayon, who has experience in life. Rabbis Machshavos B'Lavish, the Eitzah of Hashem, in the end it's going to be the Maisa, it's going to come out like God wanted it to come out. Okay, Baruch Hashem B'Siyata D'Shmaya, we've concluded this year, and it's Hashem, we are going to continue next time, and we will see Mamish Neflois, at the world of Seichel, and the world of Dimyon. So please stay tuned. That's terrific. Thank you so much for this. Shalom, shalom.